On Monday, August 11th, 20-year-old Dylan Taylor was outside a South Salt Lake 7-Eleven when he was confronted by police officers. According to the South Salt Lake Police Department, Salt Lake City officers, who believed Taylor was armed, attempted to give commands, but he did not comply. Multiple shots were fired, and Taylor died on the scene. Just over a week later, Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says just one of his officers was responsible for opening fire, and that officer had been wearing a video camera at the time of the incident. In fact, he says the entire encounter was recorded, but Burbank says the video won't be released to the public until after the investigation into the incident is completed.
It would be wholly inappropriate to take the most vital piece of physical evidence that we have and put it out to the public prior to the officer having some due process. That would be the same for anybody.
Because the investigation is ongoing and Burbank isn't sure how long it'll last, the police chief was light on details. For instance, he noted that the officers were responding to a 911 call of a man brandishing a gun, but he did not go so far as to say whether or not Taylor was armed. However, Burbank urged the public to view these types of altercations as two-sided, saying that the officers should not immediately be put at fault.
It is always, always, always a two-way street, and that's something when you talk about these individual cases. We scrutinize. This is what the officer did in this circumstance. Scrutiny also needs to be on the other side. What did the individual who is the recipient of that force do? What was his actions that caused that?
When asked to clarify whether that statement was meant to apply to Taylor's death, Burbank confirmed, and he reiterated that we should look at every case where force was used in the same manner.
If you don't comply, right, our expectation of the police is that we take some action, right? Or, I mean, if we want to, as a society, say, no, we don't want the police to take any action. So someone's carrying a gun and you walk up and you say, do you have a gun tonight? And they tell you where to get off and continue walking down the street. Should we just walk away? Right? There won't be any negative encounter, but I don't think that's the expectation. So yes, both sides need to be evaluated.
Near the end of the press conference, Burbank was asked what he would say to Taylor's family as they await answers from the investigation.
I can't imagine, right? I cannot imagine my response if one of my children were shot and killed by a police officer. I would be devastated. But we also have to evaluate the totality of everything that took place and what led up to that.
Burbank shied away from comparisons to the racially charged police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, which occurred just 2 days before Taylor's death. He revealed that the officer who shot Taylor was not white and additionally stressed his department's emphasis on dialogue, transparency, and a conscious effort to avoid the militarization of the force. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.